appreciate you, Lord. You're a wonderful God. You're a God of humor. Yes. You laugh at our calamities, Father. You're not as rigid and religious as we make you to be. You love your creation. Yes. We are made in your image regardless of what we look like and what we think. Thank you for these precious moments we have this morning to talk about you. Yes. Lord, we're just excited. We're just about to bust. We're just about to bust. Inside, we're so excited about what you're doing. You're putting together things in these last days that expound our even thinking. Exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever ask to think. I pray that your people will learn to look at the right things. Yes. Darkness, yes, it fade not earth, waxing worse and worse. But our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. It ain't going to be much longer. How it's going to happen, we all can debate whether we're going to be here, there, whatever. All I know is wherever you're at, that's where I want to be. Thank you for these people today. Pray over those that are on vacations. Watch over them. Bring them back. Speak to us, O Lord, today. Speak to our spirits.
Thank you.
We're so tired of the false religious messages that even we bring. We want to hear from you.
Yes.
Whether it be me, a dog, or cat, or anybody in here, we want to hear from you today. Yes. We open our ears to receive, our heart is open to receive the Word of God that will free us and place us in that which we are supposed to be doing. Prarabhan Sumbrekista. Minnesota, Papa, Shkeste. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name, amen. Have your Bible, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 11 and hold your place. I had a very interesting night last night. Your holy preacher had nightmares all night long. It wasn't about Transformers either. I saw the movie. Actually, you know, I'd usually get a message. I didn't even think about that. I tell you why. I was just astounded by what they could do on a picture screen. I was just blown away at my age of 58. And I can understand how we can be deceived in the last days, thinking it's truth when it'll be a lie. It looks so real. I mean, those cars transform. And they look real. I've caught myself, you know, moving back a little bit at my age. Wow, boy. So I can understand in the last days how they can show something on TV that you won't even know is a lie. And we can be deceived. That's what I thought about. Man, they got me deceived. Ain't no car going to turn into no robot. But it does. And it does it well. But last night I had this dream. The church was full packed. I went by and told Brother Joe. I said, Brother Joe, we made it. I said, I'll be back in a minute though. I got to go get something. And I want you to know all night long, somebody stole all my clothes. I had no way to get back. I had no clothes on. And I sat and ran and tried to find some. And finally when I found some clothes, church was over. All night, though, I ran. You ever had one you run looking, trying to get back somewhere? So I know what the Lord's saying. You better carry with you more than one message. If somebody preaches it, you can preach another one. My brother would preach my message more. No, I think it's because we went out to eat before we went to bed. The Cracker Barrel. Too many pintos. Say that. Too many pintos, preacher. You hold in your place, let me tell you something. This is, whether we don't look on things, we walk by faith and not by sight. This is the year. We believe this. We've been preaching this since the first of the year. Halfway through this year now, we've been preaching every Sunday on the theme of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, whatever you want to say. Amen. We believe this is a year that God is going to do great things in our lives. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. That's my confession of faith. Yesterday was 7/7/2007. We've never seen that. I have it in my life. Yesterday was the year, the number 7 in the Bible means completeness. Wholeness. Not only that, it's just symbolic of the Spirit of the Lord. 5 times in the book of Revelation, in the first 5 chapters, the Bible talks about the Spirit of the Lord. And so, when we put those things together, we could say that this is the year that that things will come in completeness in our lives by the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
That's good news.
Good news.
Some of us have been running around the mountain a long time.
Amen.
We've been speeding the wheels and running out of gas, up and down, in and out. I am getting stronger by the moment, freer by the moment, enjoying what I'm doing more than ever in my life. That's because I believe it. I'm looking for it.
Hallelujah.
Now, I've had some bumps. I've had some down days, but I get right back up.
Amen.
As somebody said, on the way down, I'm getting up. That's the way you ought to live, not lay on the bottom.
Come on,
get up.
Get up.
Tell somebody, get yourself up.
Get yourself up.
We ain't got time. If you wanted to go have the bad day, you should have had them before now. This is a good day. Good day in the Lord. Amen. I can tell you prophetically, I can tell you by the Word of God in me, that as we, and I believe it, it's coming at the end of this year, beginning into the next year, you're going to see the powers of darkness, your adversary, pouring out all he can.
Yeah.
But you're going to see, on the other hand, the glory of the Lord filling the earth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
they're going to be coming at your life powerfully. What you have not done in the spirit, you'll cry about it.
Yeah.
But what you've done in the spirit, and humility and love for God, oh, you will be having joy unspeakable and full of glory. In one moment, you're going to be crying. And in another moment, you're going to be rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. Because these two forces are going to collide in the last day. They're going to bump into one another. You know it's getting bad. That's why we got to stay focused on the good. Our redemption draweth nigh. This is a good year for me. Say it all the time.
Yes.
Learn to speak about God. That's what we've been preaching about.
Amen.
Your success comes out of how much you speak about God. Your success is not wrapped up in your job.
Amen.
God didn't tell Joshua in Joshua 1:8 that his success was in his job. He said this book of the law should not depart from your mouth. First thing, talk about God. Success follows that.
Amen.
You're not talking about God, you're not going to see God move. If you're calling your employees idiot, they're just going to become more idiots in your sight. Whether anybody else, because you believe. Look at this idiot. Next time he comes trying to tell you something, you're going to be looking through the eyes of an idiot. What you say creates. And so the reason I have bumps, we have bills, we have tear-ups, car tear-ups, our landlord come by and said, you're going to have to buy, or you're probably going to have to, I'm going to sell the house. We just moved in. I don't like moving. I moved 18 times. This will be 19. I said, hey, no worry. I know you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So if we got to move, number 19. It ain't going to get me down. It's just a house.
Right.
Not my God.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
My car vibrates all over the road, but it ain't going to get me down.
Amen.
It's just a car.
Come on.
I got my eyes on the glory.
Woo!
I got my eyes on good days ahead. I don't know what you're looking at.
Yes.
But I tell you, a word for the wisdom, a word for the wise would be this. Look on the good things.
Yes.
You watch too much news.
That's right.
Yes.
Get in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Things are, and I'm not trying to be spooky, but I'm telling you by the Spirit, I know these things are accelerating.
Yes.
Oh, astounding things are happening. If you're looking at the bad, astounding things are happening. I mean, we're living in terrible times. Our grandmothers, fathers, you know about it. Never thought of a day somebody would strap a bomb around their body and go into a place and blow them up and everybody else. That's just out of the mind. But they're doing that today.
Yeah.
Amen. And they keep telling us it's just a matter of time. And I'm not telling doom and gloom. I'm trying to tell you what you focus on. They're telling us, and we don't believe that. It's a matter of time before somebody comes across a border somewhere with something nuclear strapped upon them and just level out cities by the million.
Yes.
You're getting quiet in here.
Yes.
We live in glass glass houses. We don't believe all that. Well, do you believe what you have heard in the last 6 months? Would you ever believe it be happening? No. Things are accelerating. The heavens is accelerating. Good things are being released.
Yes.
Good things are coming into to being in your life.
Hallelujah.
So let me tell you, I may not even preach what I want to preach. Let me tell you, don't be crying about things that don't work.
Uh-huh.
This is the year they're supposed to stop.
That's right.
Completeness. Wholeness. Stop all this flesh stuff.
Amen.
If you've been working on something 20 years and ain't working, let it die. Get away from it.
Come on,
don't ride that dead horse.
Hey.
I ain't got time to try to make something happen no more.
Come on, preacher.
It's out of my hands. I done learned that. Thank God. That's why I'm enjoying myself. I can't build this church. If he don't add to it, so be it. This is my group. 80, 50, 60. I don't care. God supplies the need.
Right.
I'm not into all that. But if something's not working, cut it off.
Amen.
Don't fret one more moment about something you've been trying to make happen. I'd say even from the first of the year. If it ain't working in this season, turn it off.
Right.
Well, I can't do that. The Lord told me. Well, if the Lord told you, He'd provide.
Uh-huh.
I'm preaching now.
Preach.
And some of the doors God's trying to close, people that don't know God as well as they do, keep trying to keep them open. Live that, did that, I'm through with that.
Yeah.
I don't care what program we have at Abundant Life. If it don't produce fruit, close it.
Amen.
Don't cry over old things that are closing. Rejoice and be glad.
Yes.
Thank God God's got something good, fresh, new on the horizon for your life. Punch somebody and say, wake up. You ought to be shouting right now.
Hallelujah.
Shouting right now. Well, my God, I ain't crying over something that didn't work. I'm going on to the next. Next.
Next.
Next.
Next.
What's up next? What we use, we can't lose on it. You never lose with God. But I mean, we were never taught this. I was never taught it's all right for something not to work.
Yeah, that's true.
Was you? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I know I said amen on that. But if you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing, you ain't going to get no strength from God to do it. Please listen to me. If it don't work, and it hadn't worked this year, or even last year, rejoice.
Amen.
It wasn't for you. It's not your time. Amen. Because this is a season of good stuff.
Amen.
Cry your last tear and rise up.
Amen.
And embark on your great adventure. I can tell you, we are on the verge of a good day. Amen. Isaiah 59 says this. You don't turn there. You keep there where you're at. I told you to hold your place, right? This is Isaiah talking about the day in which we live in, I believe. According to their deeds, according he will repay. Fury to his adversaries. Recompense to his enemies. To the coastlines he will repay recompense. That sounds bad. God's going to pay the people what is due them. So is the devil. The forces work side by side. Good and bad come to your life. All of us. Say all of us. But look at, this is good news. Verse 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I don't care how dark and gloomy your life may be. The Bible says the Lord will come in and raise up a standard by his Spirit. By Spirit. Shout with me. By Spirit.
By Spirit.
The New Living Translation says this, that the Spirit of the Lord will come like a flood tide driven by the breath of God. That's what's in store. When the forces of the enemy of God comes in like a flood, God's going to breathe the Spirit upon his people.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory.
This is a year of recompense. Recompense means payment of what's due. That's why I say some of us and all of us will cry. And on the other hand, we rejoice. Because not a one of us has not did something that we built in the flesh. We desired it with the wrong motives. I'm preaching now. We did things contrary to God because we wanted to build them that we'll cry about a little bit. But on the other hand, payment's due for what we've done right.
Amen.
And I know I've done some things right.
Amen.
Please give me that little bit of shadow of a doubt.
Amen.
I've done some things right. Brad, you've done some things right.
Yes.
Glory to God. And I'm going to get paid for it.
Yes.
Everything I've done is not bad. I've had some Ishmaels. I built some foundations on the sand. And they need to crumble. Some churches need to close. Anything that man built apart from God will not sustain in the coming days. You're going to see it. It needs to fall. All this manipulation and all this stuff going on and all these kingdoms that men are building, they got to crumble for the real king to show up. When he comes in the door, boy, they're going to break down like sand upon the seashore. Amen. I'm not rejoicing in that, but I'm saying this is the recompense of their reward.
Amen.
God is going to have his way.
Amen.
We say amen, but he is. God's going to have his way in everybody's life sitting in here, young, old, mean, ugly. Rich, poor, black or white, yellow, it don't matter. God's going to have his way, and it's coming shortly from now.
Amen.
I never preached like this. I always preach like a social kind of thing, our faith. I never preach what I see coming. I'm not that type of person that preaches on Book of Revelations or what I think's coming, but it's coming out of me. We are living in some days that are accelerating. And if you be faithful to God, your recompense will be great. But if you keep building with your flesh, trying to make it happen, religiously thinking, I got this word 20 years ago, and I'm going to make it happen. If you got it 20 years ago, and it ain't got going by now, you need to check up on it. Maybe you ate like I did some pinto beans. If we get to the end, why God going to wait another 20 years? Now do it. If it's now, do it. If you ain't got the strength and the might to do it right now, then just put it behind you. And help somebody else that's got a vision and a dream and a purpose and a goal. Get behind them and push them with the breath of life and encourage them. We all on the same journey. We all get paid by doing the same thing. Edifying, lifting up, building up. One another.
Hallelujah.
Dear God, you don't have to be in the pulpit to have a happy journey.
Right.
Many of you are called to keep the flame burning in your pastor.
That's right.
Yes.
Blow on him every once in a while. Encourage him.
Yes.
Get some life in him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We're fighting battles you don't know about.
Come on.
Amen. We watch TV and we see how things grow. But we can't do it that way. We got to preach the truth. Amen. Tell somebody I love Pastor Mike.
I love Pastor Mike.
I love him. You know I love
him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You found Deuteronomy chapter 11? I promise I'll let you out by 3 o'clock. I want to paint a picture for you this morning. I want you to see this. If I don't paint a picture you can see, then it's not done any good. So I want you to look. Watch as the Bible develops a picture for your life for the next 6 months. I believe this. Let's look at verse 18. We've been reading these scriptures, but we're going to go further today. Verse 18, let's read verse 18 through verse 21. I just hope I can get this thing out for you. It'll bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon thy hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And we preach a sermon on binding the word of God to your heart. That's what he's talking about. And you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house, and upon thy gates. Now look at verse 21. This is what I want you to see this morning. That your days may be multiplied. Say multiplied.
Multiplied.
And the days of your children, they shall be multiplied. In the land which the Lord swearing to your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth.
Amen.
That's what I want to focus on this morning. Days of heaven upon the earth.
Wow.
Not days of hell.
Right.
Doom and gloom.
Come on.
That's the easiest thing to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always easy to believe the worst. It's going to get, I was brought up that way. I was brought up in a ministry that talked about the worst of things. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Always a bad day. Always the devil working after you. Always you can't live it. Always. Wait, it's going to get so bad. Da-da-da. I know it's getting bad. But we have a promise.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something. Don't sell your promise for the blessing. I don't have time to get into that. Maybe that's sick in your heart. Maybe God has revealed it to you. So many people are after the blessing and they care nothing about the promise. Get the promise. It produces the blessing in your life. People that want the blessing, they'll cheat you. But people that want the promise, they're not going to use you as a stepping stone to get their blessing. That's not my message, but hear what I'm saying. We're going to see some good days of heaven upon the earth. Now, I realize that God is speaking through Moses to the children of Israel. I realize that. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 25 that Israel were servants of God. And so if God promised his servants days of heaven on the earth, what do you think he promised us?
Come on.
First John says that what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us? That he would call us sons. What do you think God promises us? Would it be less than heaven on the earth if he promised servants?
Right.
Hebrews says we have a better promise. Built upon, we have a better covenant, built upon better promise. Would it be that God would withhold heaven from us if he promised it to his servants? No, God is speaking to us, his children, his sons and his daughters of God, that we have a promise that there will be heaven on the earth.
Amen.
Now that excites about three of y'all. Three of you will get it. Three of you will walk in it. Hopefully it's more. Because you think God just going to cram it on you?
No,
you have to believe for it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Heaven, days of heaven on the earth. Say that with me. Days of heaven on the earth. We are His sons. We have the promise. Amen. That heaven will be on the earth. Turn to 1 Timothy. Hold your place in Deuteronomy. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Well, preacher, I believe that's talking about the millennium. I believe, you know, it's going to get worse and worse, and we're really going to go through some hell, because that's the way God's going to use to clean out His house. What kind of father would I be to teach my children about fire by putting a hand on a flame? God's not that type of person that needs to clean out His house. And no, when we do that on our own, when we get off in sin, we pay the price for it. Where there's a sin, grace abounds that much more. God don't need to beat you up. He don't need to send some terrific problem in your life to get you closer to Him. If that was so, there are people right now and say, you ought to see my pastor. He's so humble, he drives a 64 Chevrolet. Well, if he wants to be real humble, let him drive a donkey then. Amen. Have you found Timothy? I'll move on. What does it mean about days of heaven on the earth? It means heaven's blessings on us right here upon the earth. Not in the millennium. Not. It means now. Say now. Look here what 1 Timothy 4:8 says. For bodily exercise profit nothing. That's why I don't go to the gym. No, I don't say that. And I do once in a while. I have a gym pass. No, it says, for bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. If something's profitable, it means there's a payoff for it. What is the payoff? Having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. There's a life now promised. Amen. Sad face. Religious folk. There's a good life promised now. Heaven on earth is promised now. I don't care if nobody lives in heaven on earth. I am. Because it's promised to me. I said promised. Amen. Living a godly life produces payday now. Amen. Listen to me, young folk. You get paid for living right. You get paid for living wrong. Learn how to live right, and payday is much better.
Amen.
There's a reward of serving the Lord.
Amen.
Not just so you come to church and be faithful. God pays recompense for being godly. If you do good, you get good things.
Come on.
Do bad, you don't get nothing. Is that what the devil has to offer you?
Amen.
Amen. Listen to what the New Living Translation says. It says, physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is much more important. For it promises a reward in both this life and the next life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Like I said, if I can shout on this, you ought to all be shouting. Because I grew up in an unrewarding atmosphere.
Come on, preacher.
Right. Amen. I grew up where you couldn't come to church enough.
Right.
You couldn't give enough.
That's right.
You were never blessed. You always worked at it. And so if I can shout on this, it means it's by revelation. I got something in the now and now. I got something that's recompense to me right now. A reward is being dispersed into my life this very moment. And I'm looking for it in the mailbox. I'm looking for it everywhere I go. I watch the road, see if there's any money. Hey, my wife will verify that. I was going down the road. a few years ago, and I saw some money fly out of a car going about 45 miles an hour. She said, oh, you didn't see no money come out of that car. I said, I most certainly did. I pulled over and I began to look and I went around there and I found a dollar bill. I don't care if it was a dollar. I was looking and I saw it. So when a hundred comes out, I see that one too. When a bundle comes out, I'll see it because I'm looking for my blessing. That's all right. I don't care if you shout on it. I'm looking for it. I get up every morning looking for it. I go to bed every day with hope for a better day. You think I would last as long as I had? Or you wouldn't last long if you looked for every day to be like it was yesterday, the year before. I don't do that. I don't play with that. I look for good days ahead. Don't you, Sister Pam?
Good days.
You get what you look for. Heaven's coming. I hear the sound of abundance. We need to sing that song some more. We sang it in faith years ago. But I'm telling you, our faith is going to turn into substance. And we're going to see heaven on this earth in a short time. Payday is ahead. Woo! Payday is ahead. Hold my mute while I shout a little bit. No, you don't know that story. I ain't got time to tell it. I just wish you could see it. That's why you're not going to get nothing out of me but good things. I don't care what's closing up in your life. I don't care what's falling to pieces in your life. You're not going to get me to talk that. You're going to get me to say, good, let it shut up. Let it fold up because God got something better on the horizon that you don't even see in the making. You can't comprehend it. It ain't even nowhere near you, but it's on the way.
Hallelujah.
Shout a little bit on it. Woo! Getting drunk here. It's on the way, I said. I can hear it. I can smell it. I can see it. What did you say? What did Transformers say? What's that saying? That song?
It's more to you than meets the eye.
Yeah. It's more to us than meets the eye.
Hallelujah.
It's big. God help us. Won't be a day these missionaries gonna have so much money they can make a trip every week. They ain't gonna be worried about it. You're gonna feed millions, not thousands. I believe that. Well, where it's coming from? From God's people. Cause he's gonna pour out so much on you, you're gonna give it away. Cars and everything else be released. Thank you for those amens. God's already purposed in your heart what to do. It's on the way. Because you've said it, I've said it. If I just had it, I'd give it. Yep. Well, it's coming. Yeah. The test is coming. You're going to have it. You thought it was hard to give that 100? Wait till it comes to giving that 1,000. Wait till it comes to give that $5,000 check. It's a lot harder, but it'll be there. You won't be no faith giving. It's going to be in your pocket. You can change some things when you get into the thousands. You go into a church and overnight you could give a check for that church to encourage that man that's been fighting a good fight of faith. If I had the money, I'd bail out a man right now. It's on my heart. But I don't have it. He's preaching faith in a place that don't like it. And he's being bombarded and money's being held up. I just funnel him some money. Keep preaching. Keep preaching. Keep preaching. Tear it down. Keep preaching. Don't worry about it. Keep preaching faith. Keep preaching Jesus. No, it'll be all right. We so poor, broke, busted, but it's fixing to change.
Hey!
Hallelujah!
Hey!
Hallelujah!
Hey, it ain't going to be changing because you pad my pocket with it. It's going to be an act of God. I believe in sowing. I believe in reaping. But some of your needs is more than you could ever sow for. You ain't got enough money to sow. How many of you want to live in a house you don't have to pay monthly payments on?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to sow myself out of it. It's in proportion of how you sow when you do it. There's laws. But when God does it. When God does it. I said he'll send a bird like he did to Elijah in the back of a John Brown cave. Worried about a woman. God said, I'm going to show you something. Get your mind off that woman. I'm going to feed you. They sent him a plate. Amen. Just like this truck to go around and feed these poor people. A bird bought the food for the man of God to eat. So don't tell me God can work outside the proportion that you sow. I believe in sowing. I believe in reaping. But it ain't no gimmick. Amen. When God gets involved, woo! How many of you ever had God get involved in your life? Just bless the hound out of you. Shaka Bola. Look back at Deuteronomy chapter 11. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I see it. Don't come to me talking no doom and gloom. I know we live by one law. If you'd ever get a hold of that, you live a better life anyway. What you sow, you reap. We don't necessarily need no devil to do nothing. We're doing most of it ourselves. Come on now. Get out there dabbling with something we ought to not be dabbling with, creating such a monster, and it bites us, we start crying. Oh, the devil did it. I wish I get the guts enough to tell you one day when you get in my office, no, you did it yourself. People can't handle that, so you got to let them down a little lightly. Devil don't need your money. All he wants is your time, your effort, and your heart. When he gets that, he got everything else. Look here at verse 26. Painting a picture. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Is this Deuteronomy chapter 11 from 26?
Amen.
A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. See, it's in our hand. But turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other gods, which you have not known. Amen. He said, if you keep the commandments. Now, what is our commandment, the New Testament commandment?
Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart,
with all thy spirit, with all thy body, and love thy neighbor as thyself. So if we learn to walk in the loving walk, loving our neighbor, loving our God, we're doing the commandments. And if we're doing the commandments, then we can expect heaven on the earth.
Come on, preacher.
I'm not talking about 10 commandments. Not a one of us can keep those, but I can love God even by the Holy Spirit, even if I don't have the ability in my own natural body to love you.
Yeah.
Romans 5:5 says this: if I read it every day, put your name in it.
Yeah.
The love of God is shed abroad in my heart to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If I even have trouble and I don't like you, I'm used you because you know you're my bull man. If I don't like you. Naturally, I could take that promise and said, Lord, you said in your word, you shed the love of God in my heart through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I love, what's your name?
Bob.
I love Bob. I hate you so much, Bob, I forgot your name. I love Bob. I can walk in that love walk. It ain't seven rules, seven ways. It's the Holy Spirit that lets you love. We don't have the natural ability to love everybody. We all have different ways.
Right.
But we can love everybody in the Spirit.
In the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. I love everybody. Say that with me. I love everybody. I love everybody. Amen. I love everybody. Turn with me to Romans chapter 13. Can we really fulfill the law and expect heaven on the earth? See, I've got to get it in your mind because we all fall short.
Amen.
I don't know how we expect anyway to live in the world, which beats us up. You know, pressure of the world is tremendous. The more you make, the more it takes.
Right.
You just never seem to have enough.
Right.
It's that pressure. And we in that pressure, the cooker all week long, and we go run in the church for 1 hour some places, and we're going to get so pumped up and so moved, we're going to run back out in that fight, and we're going to really do some good in it. It's about impossible nowadays. Great. You need somebody to encourage you and get into your mind you're worth it.
Yes.
God loves you.
Yes.
He has to call upon you.
Yes.
And no matter what's happening in your life, God doesn't negate His call nor His love.
Right. Hallelujah, preacher.
And you get down, just get up.
Get up.
Cry the last tear and transform yourself.
Get up. Get up.
Fake it till you make it. I don't care. Just get up. I want to shout that to people sometimes.
Yeah.
They come in like a well digger, bent over by the cares of life. And I want to holler at them, dummy, but I'm not going to call them dummy.
Yeah.
Read the Bible and get up. You can't be bent low if you get this Bible in front of you every night. It's impossible to wake up in a bad mood if you read the Word when you wake up. If you let the world make your day, so you're going to have it. But if you make it, it can be different. Amen. Amen. Look here what Romans 13 says. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due. Is that what it says, kind of? Custom to whom custom. That means talking about paying taxes. How many of y'all paid taxes this year?
Amen.
How many cheated? Fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Verse 8. Owe no man anything. Say anything.
Yes.
But to love one another. Look at here. Underline it. Circle it. This is what you need to focus on. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. If you love your neighbor, you are not going to kill him. You're not going to take his wife or his husband. Her husband. Sometimes it's his. You can have him. No. Her and him. That's the way it is, right? Not her, her, him, him. Him and her. Her and him. Help me, Jesus. Amen. If you love, you have fulfilled the law. And if you fulfill the law, then we can expect to have a recompense of heaven on the earth. The blessings of God in our life right now. Verse 10 said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Yep.
Israel had the promise if they fulfill the law, they see heaven on earth. So we, as a people of God, as we love one another, heaven. Say heaven.
Heaven.
That's so far-fetched to most people thinking. Heaven invades your life.
Amen.
If the church and the whole could understand the power of love.
Yes. That's right.
One reason we don't see healings today, because faith worketh by love.
That's right.
Everything has to work by the love of God.
Right.
If a church would love one another.
Yeah.
I've been preaching this for years. My daddy says you're a daydreamer. You'll never have a church where they love one another. I believe we will. I believe before the end of the Lord that we'll be willing to lay down our life for one another. When you get that way, oh, you will see the miraculous every moment, every day. When we get where we don't look down on people because of their mess up, how many times they've been married or what they did in the world, how many drugs they took or where they've been or what they did. When we're able to accept people just like they are and love them unconditionally, you'll see heaven invading the earth.
Yes. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Brother Hagin was a lover.
Yes.
Brother Hagin, I studied his ministry. Part of this sermon comes from Brother Hagin, preaching on heaven on the earth. Still listening to his sermons over 25 years ago. Man, oh man, they just as real as they was when I made that journey 25 years ago. They speak to my soul. But one thing he said, I love everybody. Jesus appeared to him and told him how to work this thing. Just walk in love. Don't talk about people. When they talk bad of you, love them. I know that's hard. I'm a bull. I still have some of that bullish stuff in me. I'll rout you in a moment if you rub me wrong. I'm sorry. I'm working on it. I usually tell people when they come in and we start talking. I told the leaders the other night, listen, I get defensive. Had nothing to do with you. It's me. I beat so much in my life. I got to get over it. I'm not quite over it yet. If you push the wrong button, I'll buck up on you.
Yeah.
Don't take it wrong. I apologize. I have apologized to people many a day. Anthony, I apologize to him. I don't mean we so much alike. I buck up in a minute. I usually go back to him. I didn't mean nothing, brother. Amen. That's why Penny bucks up on you, just like me. See, she thinks she can't control me, but she'll try to get you. No, I'm kidding. Where was I at? Get back on the fulfilling the law. Amen. Go back to Deuteronomy 11. We're going to close in a minute. We're on the love, right? We fulfill the law by loving one another. Love. I love you, man. I love you, man. When I first got, hold on, go back to Deuteronomy 11. When I first got really born again, really saved, after 31 years of hell, I actually got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. And when I did, I was baptized with love. I would love everybody. I mean, I had a brother one time. I would preach, and he'd come up to me. As soon as I get through preaching, he'd start on me. He just started on what I said. He wasn't a faith man at all. He just rubbed me wrong. People will tell you. I just fell on the ground, grabbed his legs, and rubbed his feet. And said, man, I don't care what you say. I love you. I was crazy about that. I mean, I wanted to walk in love. And over the years now, I kind of moved from the feet to your head. I need to get back to your feet. I'm serious. You get hit so many times, you fight your way out. But you got to love everybody. I don't care what happened. I love you, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what church you go to. I love you.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. I love you any old how, because I want to fulfill the law so I get the promise. And the promise is heaven on my life.
Yeah.
And when you get heaven, you got it all.
Yeah.
You got the best. Heaven represents the best. Say the best.
The best.
You got the best. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 21. I'm going to try to get through. That your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. Hallelujah. Turn to Deuteronomy 28. What does heaven upon the earth represent? It represents the best of God. Thank you. The best of God.
Hallelujah.
I've been getting tricklings all my life. Tricklings. What do you call them?
Trickles.
I was trying to say chitlins. Tricklings. I got my own dictionary started. They write it for me. It'll be the best seller. I told them to get my tapes. My children remember them all. That's all I hear when I get home. Daddy! I know. Say it. I just laugh about them. It's the teeth. I got false teeth, I tell you. No, I'm kidding. It's a miracle when I speak that something comes out halfway right. It's a miracle. Penny knows it is, don't you, Penny? Actually, really, in the natural realm, if you ever talk to me or call me, I can't talk. It don't work. A phone and the ear and the mouth don't work together. Me and Jeff try to talk. He don't do one on him either. Silence fills the phone. And finally he'll say, you ain't got nothing to say. Goodbye. I just ain't good in talking. I say words backwards. I put them in the wrong place. Penny knows. I'll say something. She said, what did you say? And I'll repeat it. And I said, my Lord of mercy. But anyway, we love you anyhow. If you have a problem with it, give somebody else an English book. Don't give it to me. I probably need it. Pam says I need to read the dictionary. I know I do. But I know where I'm at. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass. I love that. That's God saying. It shall. Say shall.
Shall
come to pass if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations. Remember. Remember what your commandment is. If you work on that, if you work on your love walk, you're fulfilling the commandments. And if you can fulfill the commandment, God will set you up on high. You ever felt low? Come on now. Some people struggle with self-esteem. What'd the Lord say? I'll set you on high, man. You don't like that? Talk to God about it. Verse 2. And all these blessings, shout blessing.
Blessing.
Shall come on thee. I could preach. I don't have time. All this begging, pleading, moaning and groaning. If we do it right, it'll come on us.
Hallelujah.
It'll come on you. It's a different. Come on you, man. Won't be no toiling. It'll just come on you. You ever had a Big Mac attack? Watching TV, you won't be hungry at all. And they're showing a commercial and all of a sudden it'll come on you. It does all the time to me. Penny said, where are you going? She knows where I'm going. To get me something to eat. To come on me. Overtake me, man. You know what I'm talking about. One of my brothers got a message talking about thirst. And he was in a country where that was desolate of rain for years, and they didn't have water, and God changed the whole message and told him to just preach one sermon on being thirsty after the Lord. So when he got there, he understood. They knew what thirst was. They had no water. A thirsty man understands what water means. We don't understand come on us. We've been toiling so long, trying to get it, trying to obtain it, trying to get everything right. Yeah. We don't know in the world that the Lord said, I'll come on you.
Yeah.
Transform you. I'm looking for the come on me.
Come on.
I said we can't lose with the stuff we use. Come on me. You ever ate a persimmon? I feel that way. You know, I'm tingling. My mouth is... I believe what I'm saying. I believe what I'm preaching. That it's going to come on us. For long. Regardless of where you at. It's on the way. It's going to come on you.
Come on.
So come on you.
Come on.
Come on you. Woo, I'm glad I don't wear contacts no more. Gonna come on you. Listen. And the blessings, not the cursing, the bad days, are gonna come on us and overtake us. If thy what? Hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Just do what he says.
Yes.
Love people.
Yes.
Say that again. I love everybody.
I love everybody.
Regardless. That don't mean you have to fellowship with everybody.
That's right.
Come on.
But you got to love everybody. You don't have to like them. Verse 3. Blessed. Empowered. Shall thou be in the city, blessed thou shalt be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of the cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of the sheep, blessed shall thou be thy basket. I've got a good one. Blessed shall be thy basket. Listen, when I go eat Chinese, that little girl that owns that Chinese plate, she comes up, she pats me in the stomach. You rich. First time she ever saw me, I talked to her. She patted me, didn't she? She said, you rich man. She said, my country, we poor people. We don't have bellies. I said, what Buddha saying today? Buddha said, be happy. Bless your basket. That don't mean your belly, but you'll have enough. Amen. Well, be blessed. There's nothing. Listen. That's why I weep is because I've been where I didn't have. I've been where I had to drink out of the same Coca-Cola because I didn't have enough to buy my kids a drink. I've sat in an office for years and watched Penny beg the light company not to cut off the lights. I sit over and I say, by God, this ain't right. She's called for years, changing light bills, changing gas bills, talking to the mortgage company. That's a hard thing when you have to call the vice president of the bank, or he calls you and you run from him, but you know you got to talk to him. Yeah. I've been there. I've been there just a while ago, but glory to God. Yeah. The overtaking blessing have come upon us. It may look like we ain't got nobody, but God has blessed the hound off us. Petey don't have to sit over there every day and check the bank account and call and beg and plead and moan and groan. I know what I'm talking about. These are days of heaven on the earth. You know why it's that way? I believe it. I preached it for a year, 2 years. We've been preaching about this day. And how dare you, some of you, sit down on it. You're going to miss a good blessing. It ain't no time to sit down. It's the time to get up and expect the goodness of the Lord to operate in your life. Shakabala. We got to go, but read the rest of the chapter. I got about 8 more pages, but you got enough of it. If I hadn't painted a good picture now, you need to get saved. It's been rough. It's been tough. God's blessed you in spite of yourself. You know He has. Not that you're not doing anything. But you know, when your heart's not in it and you still get blessed, you just shake your head. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But it's going to change.
Amen.
You've been here too long. It's going to change. I give you a word. It's going to change. The wind's blowing.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been blowing.
Amen.
You've been faithful, you in London.
Amen.
It's a horrible thing to go to your job and hate to go there every day. That's when they begin to believe something new, something fresh. Something grand. Your time's run out. It ain't a time to be fearful, worried about it, what's going to happen. And it ain't a time to quit. It's just a time to just let God open another door, another avenue, and blow you right on. Just like He blew you in this church 10, 11 years ago. Just blew your house selling, blew your job, blew everything. That's coming back. You're already on the 11th year. That's the new beginning year, the new timing of God. It's coming back. Well, I need 8 is new beginning. But 11 is, what's the number for 11? It's a new decade. 10 is a decade. 11 is about the same thing as new beginning. It's coming again. What?
11's a new decade.
Yeah, okay. See, a new beginning, new decade. I knew I was somewhere near it.
New season,
new time. You got to get a hold of it. You got to get a hold of it. You got to get a hold of it.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm drunk. I'm going to quit. You got to get a hold of it. You guys, best days ahead, man. Your best days ahead. Don't you be concerned and worried. I know when I heard what you told me, I said, man, that's a biggie. But it ain't too big for God. Something grand and fresh and new. And don't get around those people that say, I don't know what you're going to do, Patrick. Man, you just... better be careful. No, you just do like you've been doing. You told that man last night, just believe with me and expect that door to open up.
Amen.
That's right.
Brother Patrick and his father, he'd been working for his father running a store for how many years? 35 years furniture store. It's been his whole life since he's age 12. His daddy decides he's going to just shut it down. He's tired of it. Not sell it. Him and his brother now in a new arena of their life. They've not done nothing but sell. I took him to a mattress for you. Anybody needs some furniture? He's got some he's going to be selling shortly. You better get on it. Close out time. If you got money, see that man right there. I took him to the mattress company yesterday because we were looking at some and so forth, you know, some more. Anyway, he knows his business. I know that. But listen, my friend, I got this good old feeling. Yeah. It's going to blow your mind.
Amen.
It ain't going to be no problem. You're going to feed more people. See, they fed those children out of that store. But how many of you know that store is not there? I believe, like I told you, I believe the Lord's going to blow on your daddy. And you think he's quitting, but he's going to be revived. And he's going to do more than you ever thought. And he's going to work the hound out of you boys.
Amen.
You ain't going to have no time to be worried about nothing. And God's going to meet every need you have. I mean every need. Don't sell him short. When I start whistling like that, that means God's on the way. Sell him short. My son loves that. I hear it, Chad. It goes right in my ear. Lift your hands. Did you get the picture? Just rejoice every day that things are fixing to really change and fly for you. Father, we bless you. We thank you for your word that's quick and powerful. Thank you, Lord, your word prevails regardless. It will not turn into you void. It will accomplish that. It pleases you, prospering the things that we're sent out to do. And we see it, Lord. We are in the days of heaven on the earth. Get ready, people. Get ready. I mean, get ready. Pack up for the good things. Be ready to move at a moment's notice. Now, I don't know what all that means, but just get ready. Get ready. We're not, Lord, we're not holding on to people. We're dispersing people. We're dispersing people. Move them, God. Get them working for you. We've sat too long in the bench. We've sat too long in the chair. We've sat too long in this place. Trying just to obtain the moment. Lord, launch us out into the deep. Nobody's out there but me and you. Cut the limb off. Let us fall, whatever. But when we fall, we'll fall in the right place. We'll fall on our feet like a cat. And we'll get up and run this race. Wake up the sleepy people.
Yes, Lord.
Open the deaf ears to hear what you're saying in this day. Because we get what we see and believe.
That's right. Get what we see and believe.
And some of us have been so hell shot, beat up, that all we hear is the rumbling of disappointment. The rumblings of failure. It seems like no matter what we do, we always wind up flat. Break that from us, Lord.
Yes.
May we not be intimidated by change. Intimidated by doing new things. Fearful of making a move. Fearful of changing. But fill us with strength.
Yes.
And power. And knowing that he that had begun a good work in us will accomplish it.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Take the fear of failure out of our mind.
Yes.
Take it out today, Lord. We don't need nobody but you. Actually, we make our own way prosperous. So how can we be resentful if we're not prosperous of others? It lies in our own hand. This book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth. But we'll meditate on it day and night and observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. It's promised to all of us. Talk about Jesus. Think about Him.
Yes.
And observe to do what He says.
Yes.
And we'll be prosperous. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Thank you.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, merciful Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We've been disappointed long enough, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. We've been broken enough. Fill us with your Spirit.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And in anticipation of what is around the corner will be so great that our mind cannot comprehend it.
Yes.
May we believe what you said.
Yes.
You said it. You cannot lie. Let every man be a liar, but your word be true.
Yes.
Some of God's people, I see them. Oh God, they've been smitten by disappointment. May their tears turn into joy.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Some of them has hung their harp on the willow tree like Israel and began to dance to a new song, doom and gloom. And I guess I'll never be nothing for Jesus. I guess I'll never be blessed. All that hogwash. Lord, invade their lives. Bless them. It's the goodness of the Lord that bringeth us to repentance. And Lord, bless our missionaries. Meet every need. Help us to do more, Lord. Funnel it here. We'll give it. We'll give it. You know we'll give it. Help us reach the unlost, even in America, our neighbors. Help us to spread the gospel. Help us when we talk to people to give them hope and not our hurts, not our disappointments, but see the glory. Oh, I see the glory, Lord. I see the glory. Oh, I see the glory. I'm willing. I've been obedient. So I shall eat the fat of the land, the good of the land. There have been some times I wasn't willing, but I've been willing in the last year or so. I've been willing. I've been willing to live wherever you send me. I've been willing to drive whatever you put in my driveway. Willing and obedient to do it. And so, Lord, I can expect the good things. There's some more folks that have been willing and they've been obedient. Oh, my, my, my. Cabradora bacablando tutta la maschete. Roste giba da manoso dora bacade. My song of Bessede Kedisa Nasadora Baka. Ha Shikadea. Hashikadea Masonora. Bagadesani Matadora Bakado. Or Rusto Gabande Eshinika Basadora. For the Lord would surely say, I shall laugh at their calamities, but rejoice with you, saith the Lord. You are my servants that have been bought by the blood and released as my sons and daughters. I take great blessing in you, saith the Lord. I bless you in many occasions, regardless of some of the things you do. But my mercy is great.
Yes.
Oh, my children, rejoice and be glad. This is your finest hour. This is that you prayed for, believed for, thought for, and even in your forefathers they even died for. This is the hour, the dawning of the greatest time of your life. So be glad and rejoice and walk not as mere men, but walk as servants of the King And the king provided for all. Neither am I slack. Neither, when you say to me, saith the Lord, that I don't believe in blessings, you flout my faith, for I'm your king, and I bless my people. The people judge me, saith the Lord, upon your life. So arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So walk as the glory sends you. Walk as the glory consumes you. Walk as the glory becomes you. And we shall see a mighty move of God. We shall see a mighty move of God. And you will not be disappointed in me, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray in tongues for a moment. We'll go. Kabadebe. Lesta mika dasa nora baka bosa deke bisa. Seal it upon our heart, Lord. We will not be disappointed. Paka blote. We will not be ashamed. Paka desa nita ta. Lose le begita la mana. You will not disappoint us. Paka dora. Mama nasa dora. You will not disappoint your people. Paka bola. Gete lede misa dora. Baka dora. Ah ha ha ha. Ah ha ha ha. Shobre diga blando nosa daga. Ah ha ha. Shorobo sedege. Mama nasodora bakadese. Thank you, Jesus. Takadese. Thank you, Jesus. Takadosa. Casadora. Casadora. Pakamasa. Pakabla. Nesekede. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet. Amen. Hasodora. Pakadese. Misadora. Setede. Say this with me. Ha ha. Say it a little more. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ho ho ho.
Ho ho.
Hey hey hey.
Hey hey hey.
Hey hey hey.
Hey hey hey.
I see it.
I see it.
I see it now.
Heaven.
Invade my life. My tears will turn into joy. Hey hey.
I will be glad.
And not sad. I won't be disappointed. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You won't be disappointed. Paula Babla Mano. Well, well, well. The usher's in the back. Let the Lord tell you what to give this morning, okay? Let's bless our missionaries. Expect heaven to invade. He's just done started now. Walk in it. The Bible, you dismissed. The Bible said, walk in the light while there is light. And the light shall light your way. Poco brade. Pull the brade.